Welcome back to AUP Radio on WRP. Today we are going to hear two special episodes, one being my own show, which has recently been changed, still in the works, previously known as Catching Up with Corey. And the next, Nightly Negroni with Caleb and Julia. Enjoy the show. Hey guys.
Hello. Hello.
We're back. It's Catching Up with Corey. It's Feels with Corey. It's Vibes. I just mixed all the title episodes together. Anyway, besides the point, I'm here with my favorite person in the world.
Should I give an introduction?
Yes, please.
I am that person. This is Zahir. Zahir Amir Richards.
Zahir Amir Richards. Yes. Yeah.
Thanks crazy for coming. To be here right now. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Should I do an intro, like, to who you are? You're not an AP student.
I am not. I'm a freelance.
Free agent.
Free agent. Free spirit.
Free spirit. Free blank.
Yeah,
put whatever you want.
Yeah.
Straight from Atlanta, Georgia.
I came all the way here just for this show right
Thank
now.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. So you're picking the episode for today.
I am. I mean, it's not my show, but I have a topic that I wanted to talk about.
And I wanna talk about it with you. Let's get into it.
So I
don't know what the topic is, by the way, guys.
You guys may not know me, but I make music. I make really some decent things.
He makes great music.
Yes, 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 yes. And a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, I was having a conversation with my father and brother about his music. And we were talking about what makes music great, what makes music timeless, and me and my dad both had a general understanding that music already has a fundamental build to it. It's already here, and everybody manipulates what's already in the air. So I wanted to dive into that topic of how waves just affect the human body and how we all find it to be such a popular thing universally around the world. And I think that's a very beautiful thing. So I wanted to dive into it.
Wow. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I think that goes super cool in the last. I said the next episode I want to do on energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nice.
And it's cool to have an actual musician here to, like, we could talk about it as listeners, but like as a maker of this art, you know, it's like a behind the scenes situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my whole thing was about how like life is feelings, you know, kind of, I would like to go through life just feeling, and I think music is a feeling, you mm-hmm. know? And you said it has a fundamental build to it. I think that's super interesting. Like, outside of the listener, like, it on its own?
On its own. It, like, even before humans existed, music was already here.
So what is considered music, then?
Music is what makes everything. I think music is the same as, I guess, the things that build the universe. It's vibrational energy. Mm. Everything vibrates, and that's what music is. So, I think.
Everything does vibrate. So true. That's so true. So I guess, would it be more so that like if you are aligned with the vibrations of that thing, you consider it music and someone else wouldn't consider it music because they're not particularly aligned to it?
That too. I can see that.
I was just thinking about that. Like what we're reading this book right now called...
Soundscapes?
It's a longer name. It's like Soundscapes and Voices of Tyranny. And something, Sounds of Silence, Voices of Tyranny. Hmm. But it's about, like, I'm, like, 5 pages in. but from what I've read, it's, like, about the difference between noise and music and anything natural of the natural world is musical, you know? But then man-made things are noise, like construction working or, like we're in the metro, the like train creaks and like screeches, that would be
considered noise,
I guess. Mm. But that's really interesting. I guess when it comes to as a maker of this vibrational energy, how do you take that? I guess I don't know how else to phrase that question. Like, I feel like it's a big responsibility. Or just me as a listener. I mean, I think it's so widespread music now, but to understand it with this context, like for you to know that you are putting something out that like changes someone literally vibrationally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you go about making music?
It's so funny. For a very long time, I didn't. I always thought about myself. It was a very personal experience, so it was like very, I guess, far from my mind how people would take it. It used to be. I used to like think about that, but to hear people's personal experiences with it is still crazy to me, because I would never think that far ahead. I was just doing something I enjoyed. But I do feel like I feel like I've been chosen, but not like chosen, but just. Like, my life led me to the point where I enjoy doing this. And I think that's something very special. And I appreciate it a lot. Yeah, for a long time, I didn't even understand anything about music. And more I did it, the more the further I wanted to get into it in terms of, I don't know, just the super technical parts of it. Even how everything sounds together, how the drums sound, like, how close they sound to your ears, how far they sound, like what kind of room you're in with the drums here. And it's crazy to do that because everything is not, half the things I put in it, besides probably like the guitar or whatever, is not actual instruments. It's like software instruments and software drums. But to get like an actual sound feel out of it is very different.
Okay. Software instrument is man-made, would you say? Like, it like, mimics real instruments?
Yeah. Like, even, like, with time, I don't know, like, the actual time periods, but how music went from, like, live rock to, like, disco, and they started using, like, fake synthesizing instruments and, like, noise-type hi-hats instead of actual drum sets to do that. And they mimic the same thing. They do the same exact thing, but they stop using, like, actual instruments. And it's crazy how time moves, how it went from actual instruments to synthesized instruments, and it kind of, like, goes back and forth. And how, even now, I feel like, with, like, Steve Lacy.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's talking about him. And how he's, but I think that's because he came with something completely different, but it's also like something we've already heard before, but everybody's already in the space.
Do you know if he uses synthesized instruments or real?
And that's crazy because you wouldn't be able to tell. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Like, does that make a difference kind of in like the listener's ear?
No, it doesn't. This is so funny. People try to be so technical and nobody would ever notice the amount of effort you put in to get something to sound the way it does. But
right. Right.
But
that's kind of, I mean, it's a feeling, right? And I guess on the same thing, though, this is kind of swaying, but not really. Like, when we cook, you know, when someone cooks, the amount of effort you put into it, like, shows in the product, you know? So I feel like even if for music, it's someone could look over it and not care at all. Like,
but
I think, yeah, like you... Like, for say you like using real instruments rather than synthesizers, and you've, like, made that intentional thing to just do that, I think it makes a difference. Like, you will tell that you're enjoying yourself more while you make the music versus something else, which is interesting.
And that's how you make the best stuff, by enjoying it.
Yeah.
So everybody has their own little personal little tweaks they like to add, and that makes it your own sound.
What's your, like, your most favorite part of making music?
It's funny, I really don't like recording at all, or, like, writing, which is crazy to say. My favorite part is feeling it, like, when I'm able to just do it and I don't have to think about it, and everything just comes out at once, and it's very, that's why, like, I feel like I'm connected, like especially, like, playing guitar, like, you play around and your body's literally producing a sound that you resonate with. And then your brain, like, furthers that. And then you, like, you come up with, words that would be equal to those vibrations of a guitar. And it'd be, like, a perfect harmony of both of those things. And it's, like, you don't have to think about it because your body's already aligned with the sound of the guitar. And how you feel is exactly how the guitar sounds and stuff like that. So I think that's my favorite part, is getting into
that
space.
Yes. True. Producing a feeling. That's crazy. To think about producing a feeling. That's art.
It is art.
Sayer is an artist.
Everybody's an artist in different ways.
We should talk about that. But I do want to go back a little bit. Maybe hopefully we'll get you back here. Part two of the show. Because there's a lot that was just said in a little bit of time. But what would you say for someone who's trying to... I guess, feel that, you know, who's just a regular listener who, like, doesn't necessarily have the tools or, like, the know-how or hasn't even thought about this stuff before. What would get them to have that same feeling?
The feeling of just being connected?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, if they wanted to make music?
No, not necessarily. Just like, in terms of, like, yeah, I guess, like, they don't like music or they haven't really... connected through music ever.
I guess I haven't lived enough. Middle school, like early high school, I was supervised about a whole bunch of music. I wouldn't give it a chance to listen to it. I would automatically, like, this is not my, and even if I did listen to it, it was like I wouldn't even, my brain wouldn't allow me to enjoy it because I already had like a bias on it. But I think after this is a while of me just stepping outside of everything and just, I don't know, just being able to appreciate everything for what it is.
True. Like, maybe you haven't found the music that you connect with yet, you know?
That, or you aren't in the place yet. Like, you haven't been through the experiences that you need to go through to enjoy this the way you should enjoy it.
True. Step out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Step into the vibes.
Live a little bit.
Live a little. That's so true. Well, that was great.
Yeah.
You just dropped so much knowledge so quickly. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is beautiful.
This is beautiful. We'll see you soon.
Very soon. I look forward to it.
Peace.
Have a great day.
Can't get right. One thing I know is live life. So I say, let's all get high on a Friday night on the West Coast Drive. Cause I really miss the times we would all just vibe on the East Coast side. And they can really tell that I'm hurting, baby, just the thing I do so well. So I'ma keep on rolling and keep burning, baby, cause I can't face myself. It's every time we did all take a stand, take a fall, understand we'll still have to wait. I have my chances of late, I don't know what it could take. Said you goodbye in the morning. I'll see you in a while. I seen your beautiful face. All it was missing was smiles. I know the timing's outrageous. I swear it's for a good cause. Got a couple of shorties. They said they'll stay till tomorrow. I swear. I take the shit from my heel. I keep the stick tucked in my underwear in case you go there. You got a problem. I hope you solve it, partner. She got some bottles and some model friends that be improper.
I told you you my kid, you my family where it counts. And I'll be here when you dead, I'll be here with you now. Sometimes I get anxious, my heart's going fast. They thought they could break me, they can't do me like that. My mama raised a stone and my father raised hell. There's nothing like me as far as I can tell. I kinda feel amazing, like how can I complain? Now the chip is on my shoulder, not a penny to my name. Tell my family I'm good, I'm straight. Anyway, I couldn't ask for any more. It's the type of shit that made me. I gotta thank my moms and my pops and my brothers. They my kin and my girl and my dogs. It's for them, cause if not, I wouldn't be here right now.
Thank you for tuning in with us today. I hope you enjoyed this first half of the show. Stay tuned for more after this break. This is AUP Radio on WRP.
When the sun is rising over streets so barren, since the evening, colors flash before my eyes. I feel like a child so young and new. In 92, I listened to what my father said. Keep all your dreams, keep standing tall. If you are strong, you cannot fall. There is a voice inside us all. So smile when you can, when you can. How this used to feel so far and free, now these broken souls are all I see. Fists have fallen to our side. We may cry alone, I feel we know where all of this is headed. But my mama said,
keep all your dreams, keep standing tall.
Oh, no, no, no.
If you are strong, you
cannot fall. If you are strong, oh no. There is a voice inside us all. So smile, oh.
Smile.
do.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Caleb.
And this is Julia.
Welcome to the Nightly Negroni, where we're going to talk more about politics, as per usual.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe. It's always a guess. A lot has happened, though, this past week, 2 weeks, since we did a recording.
Way too many things.
Too many things. The first one of which is Liz Truss is no longer the Prime Minister of the UK, which... I can't say that I'm shocked, but I didn't think it was going to be this fast.
Yeah, it lasted shorter than an Italian government, which is kind of weird. Usually,
and that takes a lot, I think.
That really does.
Yeah, it really takes a lot.
It was just like a quick 6 weeks internship, you know?
Yeah, it was 45 days in office.
Yeah, and then she was like, okay, bye.
Right.
I'm out. Yeah.
It's quite interesting. I don't know. The history of the different prime ministers that the UK has had recently in the last
years
is so humorous to me. Because it's just like, I don't know, it's hard to believe these people are actually like politicians. And
I say that the Conservative Party is not going strong lately.
Yeah, no, it is not doing well. They've put up not such great people, but it's fine. It's just hilarious to me that Truss, she's literally had 45 days, but it's been such an eventful 45 days.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she was in the news all the time for something.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like she moved into her position at, like, the wrong time. I feel like a lot of people would have struggled.
Yeah.
Because you're facing... I mean, I wouldn't say that yes, you are facing COVID, but, like, not that much anymore. But you're still facing Ukraine. And right now, I think what's the biggest issue is mostly all the consequences that we're having with doing... with going against Russia. So, I mean, she had a lot on her plate.
It's true. And it's her economic policy. That's just what cracked me up, was that she created these economic policy and tax ideas. And she literally hired, like, the person for that was in charge of that. She fired them for implementing her own policies, which I found quite hilarious. It's like if I asked you to, like, do something and then got mad at you for doing it.
Yeah.
When I told you to do it. And it's also interesting to see who the next prime minister will be.
Yeah, we're going to see within, like, the next couple of days. I know that a couple of people are saying that Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
Yes, yeah. I don't know why I was saying Bonson. It's fine. Boris Johnson was actually thinking about, like, going back. However, that is not happening. Like, that's not true. Those are just, like, fake news. So don't worry on that. We're not going to see crazy hair guy back
crazy
into
hair
government.
Guy, yes.
It's fine.
It would be interesting to see what happens if he does come back. It would be. I'm sure he's entertaining the idea, at least somewhat, of trying. It would be interesting to see him back. I don't think anybody wants to, though.
I mean, I feel like even for him, it really depends how you leave your position. How he left it, he was like, oh, yes, I fucked up multiple times during COVID. Sorry, I had a party. I'm resigning now. So I feel like, I don't know if he's comfortable enough now to come back. Maybe like a couple of years, but maybe now it's too early.
Yeah, I think now is too soon. I don't think anybody would be ready to see him back.
Yeah, no.
Just what, it honestly, what a little story she was.
Yeah.
Because she was all over the place, it seemed. So we'll see if they can get someone more stable in the position for longer.
Yeah, I still remember like a couple of weeks ago, maybe two, The Economist, which I really like The Economist as like reading. They always have like very funny pictures for the front page, and they had Liz like literally sinking on a boat. And I was like, okay, like life is going great. Also, because like we just lost the queen. I mean,
oh,
not
right,
we,
yes.
Like, they just they, lost the queen.
I mean,
yeah.
The world.
I mean, yeah,
collectively.
Exactly. So, it is a lot. It is really a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's there's just so much happening as well. And we're gonna look now at the Middle East a little bit.
Yeah.
We discussed a little bit about Iran and the protest in the past.
Yeah.
And still in this continuing saga, we have a rock wall climber who competes for Iran. She performed... and competed without the
hijab,
yeah. Which is quite a big step. And for her returning, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
She's supposed to be back already in prison, but like she's supposed to be already there, right?
I think so. Yes.
Her name is, oh my God, why am I doing it? Elnaz
Rekabi.
Rekabi, yeah, I think. I mean, she's, like, very famous. The competition was located in South Korea. And there are, like, a couple of people saying, a couple of journals saying that the reason why she was not wearing the hijab is because she didn't have enough time to put it on. And, like, the race was starting, and so she had to, like, run without the hijab. However, like, looking at what is happening right now with all the protests in Iran, I feel like it's more credible, the idea of saying, yeah, she did that because she wanted to protest.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think there's definitely a line that you have to, you know, kind of toe, and that makes sense for her to say it was an accident or that certain situations made it to where she couldn't. But I think you have to say that, especially with this kind of situation in that kind of country, you have to be able to have a plausible excuse, even if it is indeed what you were intending to do, because she's apologized on social media about it. So it's interesting to see the contrast.
Yeah. But also, I'm thinking, was she, like, apologizing because, like, she was facing a lot of troubles after doing that? Or was she apologizing because, like, she actually, like,
Was it a genuine accident?
She was like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. No, they actually took her passport away. She, like, couldn't do anything until, like, her flight back to Iran. So I'm like, maybe she wasn't really apologizing. She was like, oh, hey, like, I have to do this, so I'm going to say it. So we're going to see how that's going to happen. Protests are still, like, going very strong in Iran, and not only there, even, like, here in Paris, we see a lot of people, like, keep protesting on the streets. So it's interesting to see how the international arena is reacting to this. However, we're still talking about Iran. The morality police is still going to be there. So I don't really know how protests are going to go. We're going to have to see. But then... closer to Iran at this point, there is like a very huge crisis, refugee crisis between Greece and Turkey. where people are trying to get to enter Greece, to enter Europe or the EU, to like find like safety, protection, economical sustainability, and just like, I wouldn't say really stable, looking at how the EU is going now, but like a more stable like political situation or political scenarios. So what we see, or I mean, we don't see, and I'm lucky, kind of happy about it, is on the border between Turkey and Greece, there were 100 men naked that were trying to enter Greece. And you could see from like from their bodies is that they were like suffering like food and like hydration. I mean, like no clothes. So that was like also another thing. And also like you could see all the effort they were putting. Probably it's not gonna end up well for them, because like usually a lot of people are like trying to enter the EU and yet like they don't. Mostly like in the border between Greece and Turkey is also like very harsh, because like it's like a very like hotspot.
Yeah, indeed.
Because it's not like Italy where like everybody, yes, like they know that like there are gonna be refugees coming in, but I mean like I would say like 45 days ago, because like now we have a new prime minister, but anyway, we like everything was illegal on one hand, but it was like still kind of regulated. However, between Greece and Turkey, nothing is really regulated, and also there are like so many inside situations where like Turkey and Greece have like, how do I say it? Like
Greece and Turkey have a tense relationship,
yeah,
to begin with, so this isn't helping matters. I mean, I think Greece and Turkey, I for sure, and at some point in our lifetime, we'll see some maybe war between those two nations as they fight over territory in the Aegean Sea.
Yeah.
And it is true with the refugees as well, because it's like, I guess, because Greece is kind of like the gateway, if you will.
A little bit, yeah.
And so it's kind of difficult, I'm sure, because both sides just want to deal with the issue. And I think they both want to do what's best for the refugees, but not compromise their own national, like their own national economy and situation.
Yeah.
But yet, then they don't know who to, what to do with them or what policies to enforce or not.
Yeah, I mean, think that's with like a lot of countries, even if you look at North Africa, from Morocco to Spain, because like Spain has like tiny piece of land in next to
Morocco. Yeah.
Yeah. So like also over there, we see like crazy scenes, like people swimming, trying to swim to this like territory in Spain. And yet you have like, I feel like that little territory is literally just like military.
Yeah, I think it's like a military base.
Yeah.
I think so.
And you just like see like a range of scenes. And even between like Ethiopia and Malawi, we're facing a lot of issues, as a couple of days ago Malawi found four new bodies, dead bodies, of four Ethiopian men that were trying to like reach Europe again for like economic and political stability. I mean, like now they're still like working on the like post-mortem phase, so we still don't know who these people are or what they were trying to do. However, Malawi is like considered a southern route for irregular migrants from not only Ethiopia but also Somalia to reach Europe, and so we're like, Malawi is also like facing a lot of issues, and because it's not EU, it's also not supported as much as like European countries are facing immigration, and so it's kind of on its own, I would say.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's also like more of Malawi's right on the route also to South Africa as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like this strange, like influx of going in between, some north, some south.
Yeah.
And it's just, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because the mass grave is that's a pretty significant finding.
Mm-hmm.
And for that really to be no solid IDs and things is kind of alarming. And Malawi's government as well, I feel like Africa's not talked about a lot, just generally as a whole.
Yeah.
But Malawi's political parties have had some issues and scandals as well.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot more low-key than, let's say, the UK or something like this.
I mean, well, what mostly happens with news is that if you live in the West, you do hear about like Africa or also like Latin America. Yes, you do hear about it, but you only hear about like 5/10% to be like very like nice and like give it like a good number, but in reality you don't really hear that much, because I mean, you know, like people think, oh, like who cares, you know, we have like the UK that lost Liz after the little internship, so we're gonna talk about it. Yeah, and we're not really gonna talk about Malawi. So yeah, that's like a really big issue that I think people have to like face. And also the other thing is that even if you look at news online, it's also like very hard for you to like find what you're looking for if you don't know where to look at. Which, yes, it is true for like almost everything. Like if you don't know where to look, you're not gonna find it. But like particular for this scenario, if you don't know like what websites or like how can you find more information, it's harder for countries from the southern hemisphere. How do you say
hemisphere?
It? Yes, compared to the north. But I mean, we cannot really do anything now. From here, we cannot really do that much. Let's see in the future, maybe.
In the future, maybe, yes. And yeah. It's also interesting because you have that kind of news as well that's going on, and also then you have news that seems, I don't know, it's a little bit different. Like we have the oil protesters are appearing in court after they like threw soup at a Van Gogh painting, which my thing is, I don't know, like it's a big deal, of course.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's funny how that kind of stuff gets more coverage than like a mask.
Way more coverage. What was it? Tomato or like pumpkin soup?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like
tomato soup or pumpkin. I don't know. Something weird.
I think like they also threw puree like somewhere else. Because like they started in the UK, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But then like a lot of people around the world are like taking this initiative and like throwing stuff on like paintings. In London, it was Van Gogh, by the way, or Van Gogh. How do you say in English?
Van Gogh,
yeah.
And then they also glued their hands. They glued their hands to the wall as well, which I think that takes a lot of, you really got to be supporting your cause there. And they're protesting against oil.
Yeah. And, like, what is happening is, like, European countries are, like, facing, again, like, as mentioned earlier, a lot of difficulties due to Russia's reaction to, like, all the sanctions. So, like, a lot of sanctions were sent against Russia for, you know, like, what is happening between Russia and Ukraine. However, the EU is facing a lot of issues now related to gas and oil, because Russia was one of the, like, bigger, importers. So a lot of people were saying, you know, like, I wouldn't understand why you have so much money for art and yet there are like people like dying on the street, like people that cannot really afford like heating, which maybe like right now is fine, but also we're getting closer to December and then it's not gonna be fine. Or you know, just like in general, you can even see here in Paris, like last week, I don't know if you saw, I mean, like, to be fair, like, in Paris, like, within the city, you don't really see that many gas stations. But even if you go a little bit out, like, even in the 19th, you have gas stations, and there was always a huge line.
Yes, that's yeah.
And then, I mean, yes, of course, that is related also to Russia. The other reason is that they were doing a protest, because they were saying, oh, you know, like, the people that, like, work, on, like, in the oil industry, they were saying, oh, like, we don't get paid enough. We don't have, like, enough protection and stuff like that. And so they decided to protest. And one out of three gas stations were closed.
That makes sense.
And then
okay, yeah.
You could actually see cops pulling their little, like, truck thingy. Like, pulling, like, pushing it around Paris and be like, hey, like, we have no gas.
You are listening to WRP.
And so that was just, like, another issue that, yes, it, like, Paris was having other causes to this, but also like oil is another one. And so we see like a lot of people protesting, like still like keeping like throwing food on arts.
It's like I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, because like last year, a lot of people that do, how do we say, parkour?
Parkour, yeah.
Parkour, yes. They were actually, like, jumping around the city of Paris, not only Paris, also, like, around the world. But I think they started here in Paris, turning off lights during the night, which I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, like, there's no need to have, like, if you're a bank, for example, or, like, something or some restaurant. Unless you're open, you don't need your lights on.
And also we see how after 1 year, that actually worked. That, like, little, like, sign of protest, that worked. Because, like, even the Eiffel Tower now has, like, less lights than the usual. So, I mean, I feel like there are, like, other ways to, you know, protest. And I would, like, keep art maybe away from me, because also, like, art is also, like, a sign of history.
Exactly. It's cultural and historical. Yeah. Like, it's... There's nothing really that's to be gained by doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And especially also, I mean, because the painting that they threw it on, it was covered by glass. Yeah. Just like with Mona Lisa.
Only the frame was a little bit, like, ruined. But, I mean, the painting per se was fine.
Then about Russia, too. This is just a genuine opinion question for you. Yeah. How do you feel about different... So in some sports, most sports athletes are being banned from Belarusian and Russian athletes are banned in international competitions for a lot of sports. Do you think that's a fair treatment of the athletes or not?
I mean, that has been going on for a long time. I haven't seen, like, Russia, like, running for, like, a very long time at this point.
True. But I think about it, like, with things coming, like, with sporting activities.
Yeah. So, like, what happens? I mean, I mostly think about the Olympic Games, because, like, that's where, like, I'm most comfortable with talking. And what they do is, you know, like, we have, I think it was, like, the last Olympic Games, it was doping. Because, like, Russia is kind of famous for... You know, just like having a little boost, which is fine. And then on that, they're saying, okay, so, like, we know, like, what is happening. We know how, like, the country is not taking control or taking care of this situation. So we're going to ban you. And then, or, like, even now, what is it? 2024, the next Olympic Games, right?
Yeah,
Russia is not going to be there, like, for sure. I can bet on it. But the thing is that, like, yes, I do understand that the athletes are going to have, like, an issue, because it's not only a matter of representing your own country, but it's also a matter of having your country to pay for, like, all the, like, all the, like, training.
Transportation,
like,
et cetera.
Which is a lot of money if you think about it. And so, yes, it is, like, if I'm looking from the athlete's point of view, is not that great. But also at the end of the game, I didn't want to say game because, like, maybe it's gonna get confused, but, like, at the end of the story, the athletes still get to like run, but they're not representing Russia. True. They're, like, under the Federation of
Athletes. It's like Federation of Athletes from Russia,
something like that. So, like, they still get to play.
Yeah, I mainly asked just because I was reading an article about gymnastics, because that's I follow it because I used to be a gymnast, and they don't, like, the athletes for the world championships that are coming, they don't get to perform at all.
Yeah.
Like, under, like, anything. Like,
I mean,
which
that's
is kind of, like, for me, that seems a little bit intense,
but
I also understand that Russia needs anything we can do to show that Russia's behavior is unacceptable is fine, but it's also then, it's hard to watch then athletes that are really good or in their prime.
Yeah, also because, like, we're not talking about, like, I don't know, like, New Zealand or, like,
exactly,
no, they're
kind of
good, but, like, we're not talking about, like, a country that, like, if it's there or not, like, usually they're not that famous for having, like, great athletes. We're talking about Russia. Like, Russia is, like,
a supporting machine.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, like, also, like, particularly for gymnasts, right? They're, like, the best ones, no?
Yeah, reigning champs.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They want to, like, try and, like, stop Russia from doing what they do, not only now with Ukraine, but also with doping, because, like, that was a big deal. It has been happening for, like, several years. I don't see that many changes. Also, because, like, it seems like every time that, like, Russia, like, they block Russia for doping, for example, and then they're like, okay, you did your, like, 4 years or, like, 3 years of, like, no sports. Now you can start again. And then they do the doping again. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, it's like, hey now.
Like,
get it together.
Like, please.
Don't repeat.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting, too, just because it's, I mean, if other countries get involved in the conflict, what would happen? Because what are you going to do? Just like, if any, like, ban all athletes from countries that side in Russia?
To be fair, if a country from the West does something like that, like, now I don't want to be like mean or anything, but like, if a country from the West does that, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, nothing would happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, nothing. Because we're like, oh, yeah, we have democracy. Yay, democracy. Like, we are vouching for the rest of the world. Like, we don't care about, like, any other people. And, yeah, like, Italy is becoming a group of fascists. It's okay, though.
All right.
It's fine. Oh, by the way, the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, Giorgia Meloni. She's now the best one. Because, like, they managed to select two other people. They're like, I'm like, one was like, one, I'm pretty sure that if you go to his house, you can actually find, like, little statues of Mussolini.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then the other one is from Verona, and he openly said, yeah, he, like, at least Giorgia Meloni, I was thinking about Cantalupe anyway. Giorgia Meloni, she never really, like, openly said, hey, like, I want, like, take the abortion law away. She said things that could lead to that, but, like, she never openly said that. This guy from Verona, he said that openly. He was like, no more abortion. I was like, okay.
You're like, well,
at least be like her and just, like, trying to, like, go around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, like, say in front of your face, I'm like,
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We're seeing a big shift in Italy for sure, and
even Sweden.
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird, this rise of fascism, right, nationalism, yeah, in other countries.
I mean, we have been seeing the left up for, like, a very long time around Europe, so I feel like I'm not really, like, talking about Sweden because I don't really know that much, but, like, at least for Italy, we were expecting a shift sooner or later, because, like, with the left, yes, like, things were, like, were sounding better, but, like, in reality, like, when facts were there, like, nothing was actually getting done, or, you know, there were, like, so many issues that were not covered, and so I feel like it's not a news that the riot came up. It's like, you know, people always want to see something different.
Right, yeah, they always want to change.
Yeah, however, it's getting kind of scary.
You're like, now we're getting into scary territory.
Know. Yeah. Also, like, now Italy's like, oh, yeah, let's get out from the EU. I'm like, what
do you mean? You're like, no way.
Yeah.
And also, we had another development in China as well. We have
We low-key knew that, though.
Yeah, we knew that. Third term, and it's interesting to see how he's comprised his inner circle. It's a lot of loyalists, and it's just, it's, you know, just, I think, one more step to prove that China's government is going nowhere.
Yeah. Also, I love how they use the word elections.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, can we just, like, talk about what election means?
Yeah, like, let's talk about it.
Like, some people have to vote, like, a lot of people, and then you have to choose. I don't really see election in China, maybe.
I know, it's funny to see, like, yeah, election in China in the same sentence, because it's like, that's funny.
Yeah. And then we're also going to have to see how, like, after this re-election, how, like, China is going to cooperate again with not only Russia, but also with South Korea. And maybe, like, South Korea and North Korea. Because, like, I feel like we're seeing, like, a little triangle, North Korea, Russia, China.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very not cute.
Very not cute. Because when he ascended, like, when he was re-elected, the world leaders from North Korea and Russia were some of the first ones to congratulate him.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's got a little trio there that's kind of scary. Because the three of them combined is incredibly powerful.
Oh.
Incredibly powerful.
And it's kind of scary powerful.
Yeah, like, it's quite alarming as well.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see different policies that are implemented now. I feel like it's just, you know, a third term is more and more, like, really? The longer you're there, the more policies you can make that are enforced for a longer period.
I mean,
of time.
We're gonna have to see. Okay. Also, like, before we close up, I just wanna give, like, a little, like, funny story. Funny, not funny, but, like, low-key funny. So a couple of days ago, it was like the head of one of the parties of the right coalition in Italy. It was his birthday, right? And he received 20 bottles of vodka for his birthday from his really, really close friend, maybe like almost kind of best friend, Putin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Hey, like, happy birthday, Vasi. And then in return, because he was like, oh, like, thank you for the 20 bottles. You know, I know that you have a lot of things on your plate, like going against Ukraine, but thank you so much for the bottles. I'm going to send you 20 bottles of wine.
Oh, my gosh.
In return, and I'm like, can we just, like, not repeat, like
right.
relationships?
Yeah, let's not do this.
I'm like, no. Like, you already have, like, too many things on your plate. Like,
we don't need this. And on that note, that will conclude this week's episode.
Yes. It was kind of weird compared to usual.
Yeah, so sorry about that, but we'll be back to regular programming next week when we're both not fighting for our lives.
Maybe, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
on the inside. Candy paint, I ain't gotta tell you what the rims look like. Look, I'm gripping wood like a motherfucker. She asked me, can a friend ride? Kelly wanna have a drink. And Shawnee wanna pop pills all night. Look, don't be fucking with my tape, dad. You gon' listen to this Marvin. You gon' listen to this Bloodstone. Oh, y'all niggas want that Barry White. Well, I don't really fuck with that right there. That can make a nigga act up right there. But go and get your rocks off, boo. No, 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 I don't really do all that, but it's more for you. Come on! I'm far from a pimp, but I'm close to you. You're fucking with an old soul twice removed. My pops used to work up on the fighter jets. Maybe that's the reason I be through. Now who the fuck called me a player? I ain't one of these young niggas out here sweating for a pay stub. I'm a coach. I'ma teach these bitches how to lay up. Now most of y'all can't do shit, but all my chicks cook grits. And roll a spliff at the same damn time. You ain't lived long enough to have a bitch this fine. Now if you don't mind, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you're my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even gotta hit it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it. Got a whole lot of women, all of them with it. Yes, Lord. My mama said don't trust these hoes, boy, be about your loot. True story. Now my mama told me that, why the fuck would I listen to you? Yes, Lord. You never go broke chasing riches, but you might go broke chasing every little stank ass hoe with a tongue piercing. Now, if I call you a bitch, it's cause you my bitch. And as long as no one else call you a bitch, then there won't be no problems. Now, if I call you a trick, it's cause you paid rent. And as long as you don't call at the six, then there won't be no problems. Walk with me now. She with it, she with it. Shit, keep it 300, I ain't even got a hit in it. She with it, she with it. All she wanna do is watch a real nigga winning, nigga. She with it, she with it. Look me in my eye, there'll be no simping. She with it, she with it.
You are listening to AUP Radio on WRP.